As we wrap up the month of December, closing out 2023, we saw over $60,000 raised to give Christmas to those that need it, and many in Holmes County be recognized for their hard work and dedication. I'm Melissa Patrick, wrapping up our year in review with the month of December. Over $68,000 was raised, with more than 150 donations made for this year's Share Christmas campaign. The money would help over 300 families and seniors in Holmes County. The campaign ran from November 24th through December 1st.
A very good friend of ours, good gentleman, a good friend of Holmes County and Share Christmas, had just come in and brought a check that he had pledged for his daughter. It was to the amount of $620 the other day. And we were talking in here a little bit, and he was standing around, and of course I'm talking about Tom Byrne. And I've known Tom for years, back in the 1970s. He's been just a big supporter of Holmes County, he and his wife Cheryl. And so he was standing there as we were waiting to get the finishing touches of this pledge. And he just said he'll take care of the rest of it, $390. This time he wanted to put it in memory of Jennifer Byrd Duff, and it's from her sisters, Megan Dickens, Lindsay Taylor, Andrea Murray, and Robin Horn. And, you know, many of us that have been around remember Jennifer, beautiful young girl, and tragically taken. And it's a tough situation, but Tom and his wife have come through again for Holmes County.
Two Holmes County Health Department staff members were honored for their work in advancing public health. Jennifer Talkington would be presented the Esther Sprang Award, and Becky Starner would receive the Maurice Mullet Award.
The award winner for this year was Jennifer Talkington. She's one of those quintessential people who are in the background doing all these projects and work to try to get everybody on the right track and improve health outcomes. So she's been responsible for things like our community health assessment, our community health improvement plan. She's our emergency response coordinator. So when we deal with things like the derecho event, she's looking at things that are related to public health and making sure that we're ready to respond in the event of an issue. She's wrote plans such as our disease response plans, like for measles or other contagious illnesses. It's that work that you don't know that she's there until you need her, and she really sets everybody up in our agency to be able to be successful in what they're doing. She's a dedicated local servant who really is interested in creating programs for her community. She's generated over $300,000 in new money for grants that cover a variety of individuals in the community, whether it be older adults, babies, and anywhere in between. She's really dedicated to improving the health and outcomes for the people that she serves.
The West Holmes girls soccer team and the West Holmes girls cross country teams were given proclamations for their accomplishments at the state level, with the girls soccer team making the state Final Four for the first time in school history.
Charlie Murphy, Allie McMillan, Avery Arnold, Josie Tisch, Callie Woods, Natalie Rohr, Aviana Yoder, Casey Ogie, Avery Troyer, Kenzie Fair, R. Stokovich, Brianna Bovington, Catherine Castor, Brianna Parks, Lily Rittenauer, Sydney Hawkins, Karen McMillan, Breslin Brown, Landry Krosky, and the coaches are head coach Skylar Snyder and assistants Taylor Dye and Ayla Uhl. And that's Noelle Smith, Alexis Wagers, Autumn Connor, Lexi Starner, Zora Starner, Catherine Castor, Peyton Carruthers, Serenity McClintock, Eliza Sigler, and coaches are head coach is Kevin Beachy and assistant coach is Scott Miller.
You know, as we get kids that they're hitting that high level of athletic, there's always that academic side too, and both of them play really well. And you talk to a lot of those kids who are high level students, and it's a combination of education and recreation, but also community support. So congratulations to both of them.
The Worcester Post of the State Highway Patrol would recognize Matt Magistry as Trooper of the Year and LZ Lloyd as the Dispatcher of the Year. Magistry would also receive the Criminal Patrol Award, and Lloyd would also be the District Dispatcher of the Year and try for State Dispatcher of the Year.
Super active guy. He's always busy, one of the hardest workers at the post. He's always willing to jump up and help everybody with any of their incidents or paperwork or anything like that. And so when our troopers were looking to vote for somebody, they look at him as somebody that's always there to help, always takes the initiative to get into things. He's a leader in all things traffic safety. He takes seatbelt usage to heart, making sure that all of the people that we're coming in contact with are wearing seatbelts. He's been a leader at the post this year in arresting people with felony drugs, with guns, different things of those that commit to the crime that happens not only in our area but in surrounding areas as well. So just been a really forward-thinking leader at our post. Yeah, that says a lot about him and the way he handles himself, the ability to do his job, his ability to communicate with people. He was also selected as our 2023 District Dispatcher of the Year. So what that does is that encompasses all of the dispatch centers in our district, which covers Lorain, Cuyahoga, Stark, Summit, Wayne, Holmes, Medina, Ashland counties. So out of all the dispatchers in those areas, he was selected as the top dispatcher in that area. So really big accomplishment for him, a really big award for him this year to be selected as District Dispatcher of the Year.
The Timothy Baker Amphitheater at Deer Run Park in Millersburg was approved by Millersburg Council to get the seating area upgraded with turf to be more comfortable and safer. Totally Outdoors would have their bid be the winning one for the project.
Their price was $33,460.33 for Totally Outdoors. That did include a $5,500 discount that went to donate towards the project, and it comes with a 20-year warranty. Additional step on each tier. If you think about it now, you come down a step and then the gravel's kind of sloped down to the next tier. So they propose adding a step on that lower tier to bring that up so you have a flat landing between that step and the last step, which is a good idea. It was more or less a trip hazard. And it helped the turf stay, I would assume, if it's level instead of on a slope.
It'd be nice to have that done before they start having events there next spring, too. So.
Holmesville Council would have a special council meeting to discuss the possibility of adding a 1% income tax for village residents that live and work in the village.
So we do need to implement an income tax in the village of Holmesville to be able to pay the bills, maintain operations that we have now, and possibly bring in a little bit more revenue to improve the community. You know, just do some basic improvements and possibly improve life for people. What would be eligible for the taxable income would obviously be wages, salaries, you know, in the forms of the W-2s and the 1099, etc., how you receive payments, bonuses, stipends, and tip income, self-employment income, net rental income, and farm income. Examples of not taxable would be interest and dividends, capital gains, social security income, pensions and annuity distributions, and state unemployment compensation. We have the information from last year, from 2022. Our revenue for the village of Holmesville was $46,634.85. Our total expenses was $46,400.27, which gave us, we had $200 for the year to do improvements to the village. I don't know, we just thought a 1% would not be, you know, too detrimental, and then anything over 1%, I think needs to be voted on. Kept it low.
The National Transportation Safety Board released its preliminary report on the Tuskegee Valley Band charter bus crash in Licking County. The semi involved in the crash did not slow down prior to striking the SUV between it and the bus. The NTSB still has not released the direct probable cause and no charges have been filed. A document was revealed that the driver of the semi has some citations on his record, with three since 2020, twice for brake issues and once for driving too long. His company, Midstate Systems, was fined a total of $250 for the brake problems in 2020 and 2021. Around the state, Attorney General Dave Yost announced that the bulk of a $1 million settlement with Dollar General will go to food banks or other hunger relief organizations spanning every one of the state's 88 counties. Four current or former state officials were swatted this month, including former State Rep Rick Carfagna, State Rep Kevin Miller, State Senator Andrew Brenner, and Attorney General Dave Yost, Ohio is one step closer to banning gender-affirming care for minors and blocking transgender students from participating in girls and women's sports. As the measure cleared the House and the Senate and was sent to Governor Mike DeWine for final approval, as of writing this, he had not announced a decision on what he would do. And Ohio State Senate Republicans are proposing vast changes to recreational marijuana measures approved by voters. Wrapping up this December year in review, I'm Melissa Patrick.